All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach, just a tough night offensively on a night when Christian Herbertholtz on the mound was inspiring and pitched well for you for those first five innings.
Yeah, Christian did a nice job, especially after the last two, and come out and gave us five good innings. And really, you know, most of the night we did okay. We got a couple of disadvantage counts. Alabama State made us pay for that, the two solo home runs, and then walked the leadoff guy there in the ninth. And the guys were competitive on the mound, and really their starter, Rodriguez, did a nice job, and their reliever. It felt like we were trying to get something to happen there late, but we didn't cut into the starter or the first reliever enough, I think, to shorten, chop up the game to get our offense rolling tonight. And just the can of corn game, a lot of fly balls that stayed in the ballpark that were reasonably easy to catch, I think, is the story of tonight.
Yeah, the middle stages, it felt like neither team hit the ball on the ground all that much in the middle innings of the game. A struggle, not an excuse, but you're missing a couple of your top offensive guys in the lineup tonight, and there just didn't seem to be enough to make up for that tonight.
Yeah, we've got to adjust, and we might have to go a while without those guys, so we absolutely have to, you know, figure out some strategies. Some guys got to step up to the plate there to be able to, you know, create offense, especially with, you know, Kentucky. Now you turn the page and get ready for a Kentucky team that's coming to town.
As a veteran coach, now what do you say to this club? You got to get ready. Nobody's going to feel sorry, certainly in that Kentucky dugout that's here this weekend for this bunch. What's your message to the team? Where will you get their mindset here when you come back in 48 hours?
Yeah, just whenever you're struggling in anything, whether it's baseball or life or anything, you meet it head on. And you absolutely have to find a way to meet it head on. So I think we've been fairly stern since our last series just ended. We're right back out here playing, and they're going to have to figure out a few things on their own. And like I said, my responsibility, I'm with them. I think that was what I was saying there at the end of the Tennessee series. But they're going to have to figure out some strategies and do their part as well. All of us will have to do this together. And whether a guy's or two is out, we're going to have to absolutely figure out strategies to meet this head on. That's the only way I know that you move forward, is absolutely meet it head on and figure out strategies how to do that.
Coach, you had a couple of youngsters out there that did some things nicely defensively. Eric Guevara playing his first game at second base, gets his first hit, so as his kind of comeback story continues, one of the bright spots in the game tonight.
Yeah, it was bright early, and we're so committed to Eric and all of our guys, and he just needs to play more coming back from the surgery. I hated the unfortunate play that he had right there at the end, but because we might still be playing instead of me talking to you, but we believe some of these growing pains are going to benefit him and us moving forward if we meet this head on.
Thank you very much, Coach, as always. War Eagle.
War Eagle.